Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. Two big events are shaping today's music. First, World Refugee Day is June 20th. And second, June 10th marked my 10th year as host and producer of this wonderful program, Music Time in Africa. So in the first 30 minutes, we are going to listen to songs by Emmanuel Jal, Bambino, Tartit, Kalush Orchestra, and Cecile Kariebwa. And then in the second half, I'm bringing you the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, as they were in 2014 in our tiny Studio 4 here at VOA headquarters in Washington, back when I was just starting out. So a tribute to World Refugee Day and Heather Maxwell's 10th MTIA birthday. Now, the one divergence is a song by Ghanaian traditional flautist Della Botry. The music is just wonderful, and I will tell you why we are listening to that once we get there. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We start out with new music by Emmanuel Jal. Now, Jal was taken from his family home in 1987. He was only about 7 years old and sent to fight with the rebel army in Sudan's bloody civil war. He endured that for about 6 years until he was just 13, and a British aid worker named Emma McCune smuggled him into Nairobi and raised him as her own. Today, Emmanuel is based in Canada and has achieved, you know, worldwide acclaim for his music and his message of peace and reconciliation. Here's his brand new single, Rakaboom. Rakaboom, Rakaboom, pretend like a boom, yeah, a boom. Betting ya marring on manga, cook for you, now we live together. Rakaboom, Rakaboom, pretend like a boom, yeah, a boom. Betting ya marring on manga.
Get that guy.
Yes, that was Emmanuel Jal with Raka Boom. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa. World Refugee Day is June 20th. Here is an interesting fact. The top five countries who hosted the most refugees in 2022, beginning with the number one superhost, is Turkey, then Colombia, followed by Uganda, then Pakistan, and Germany comes in at number five. All right, back to music. Now, normally, you know, I play only African and diasporan music, but in light of today's theme, this next song is from Ukraine's Kalush Orchestra. Can you guess what it is? The band won this year's Eurovision Song Contest for Stefania, which is a tribute to the group's founder and rapper Ole Sayuk's mother. The song has become the anthem for the war-torn country, and it's roughly 7 million refugees.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
All right, moving to Niger now. Here is Bambino, one of today's most successful desert rock Tuareg guitarist in the world. He and his father and grandmother were forced to flee Niger to neighboring Algeria for safety following the outbreak of the Tuareg Rebellion in 1990. 20 years later, Bambino returned home in Agadez and continues to live there today. In 2018, his sixth studio album, Deran, was nominated in the category of Best World Music Album at the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, the first Nigerian artist to be nominated for a Grammy. Here is Akar Zaman, This Moment.
We'll be right back. Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
So, hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. Now it is time for the one song of the hour that is not related to World Refugee Day or to Heather Maxwell's 10th anniversary as host and producer of MTIA. It's by a world-class flautist from Ghana, Della Beautry, who we will hear from next week in an exclusive interview. But for now, let's enjoy Kofi Anakoda.
Kofi Anakoda, Kofi Anakoda.
That was Della Beautry from Ghana. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. And next weekend, we will meet Della and listen to more of his music. But now back to World Refugee Day. Here is another interesting fact first before the music. Can you name the top five source countries of refugees? I'm going to give you a few seconds here. All right. Well, taken from the UNHRC website, that's the United Nations Refugee Agency, more than two-thirds, or 68%, of all refugees came from just five countries, and here they are. Number one, with 6.8 million refugees, Syrian Arab Republic. Number two, Venezuela, 4.6 million. Number three, Afghanistan, 2.7 million. Number four, South Sudan, 2.4 million. And number five, Myanmar, with 1.2 million. Back to the music. The next two songs are by musicians who were forced to grow up in exile, but whose music provides hope and comfort to their compatriots. First is Umulisa by Rwandan singer Cecile Kariebwa, followed by Ansari from the female-dominated band of Tuareg Malians from Timbuktu, Tartit.
Yeah.
right. And that was Ansari by the Tuareg group Tartit from Northern Mali. And before that, Umulisa by Cecile Kariebwa from Rwanda.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, so we are at about half past the hour and are going to shift gears a little and celebrate my 10 years being host and producer of this show. We're taking a trip down memory lane to do that, which just so happens to also be intertwined with World Refugee Day, because this is a live studio session that I had in 2014 with Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. I want us to listen to it again because, well, it's my party and I wanted to choose something that brought history to the show that's been under my rule since 2012. Of course, Music Time in Africa has been on the air since 1965. So 10 years isn't even one fifth of the show's lifespan, but it is a benchmark that needs celebrating nonetheless. So here is the session. It includes unedited live music and conversation with the band. I'll catch you all at the back end to say goodbye. Enjoy. I'm Heather Maxwell, live in Studio 4, and with me today, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars.
Kushe, kushe, kabo.
Una kabo.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful to have everybody in this little studio today. Can we start by having each of you just introduce yourselves?
My name is Ruben M. Kurumah. I was born in Makini Town.
I am Ashadi Pierce. I'm from Freetown.
Dennis Bakar from Blama, Small Bow Chiefdom.
Jason Bishabul from Motoni Village.
Black Nature from Makini.
Christopher Davis from Freetown.
It's so great to have you all in the studio. How about if we just start out with one song?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What are you going to do for us?
Well, we're going to sing Chimra. It's from the fourth album, Libation.
Okay.
Yeah.
song. I love it. Man, that is amazing. Chemurai?
Chemra.
Chemra. Can you? What does that mean?
It means just leave us.
Leave us? Who are you talking to?
Well, we're talking to the people because, you know, when we were playing music, you know, it's like everybody was looking at us and say, but what are these guys doing? Music is not a job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so people think that we are doing the wrong thing. So, but we know that music is our profession, so we continue doing it. So that's why we're telling them to just stop talking.
Did you write that song?
Yes.
You write many of the songs, but all of you contribute in one way or another to the songwriting, don't you?
Yes.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. This is Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars live in Studio 4 with me on Music Time in Africa. And you have a new album to celebrate. You're here promoting that in the U.S. right now.
Yeah.
Called Libation.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the story behind this CD, if there is one?
Yes, the word libation, you know, libation is like part of our culture. We have respect for dead spirit. Like the people who are dead, you know, we always try to appease them by pouring some amount of liquor in their graves annually. It has been part of our culture all the time. And along the way, Sierra Leone's refugee oysters, we suffered, you know, a big loss, you know, because we lose like 4 members along the way.
Yes.
You know? And so therefore, we just thought that we should pour libation for these guys.
Okay.
You know, so that inviting their spirits to be with us in whatever we do.
Can you name those people?
Yes, I can name them. One is Mustafa Masakoi, alias Nicholas. And the other is Francis John Langa, you know, is alias Franco. And the other one is Mohamed Bangura, alias Medo. And then, the other one, the first bass player, is called Idrissa Bangura, alias Malam Bungu.
Malam. That's a Hausa name for teacher, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just a nickname for that guy.
I see. Terrific. Well, I love the album. I've been listening to all of the songs, and you have a couple more that you're going to perform for us from this new album, right?
Yes.
But before we get there, I know many people have already heard your story and they know you already across the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
But would you just refresh our memory and educate those young people who don't know who you are in Africa about the story of your group? Where did you meet?
Well, we actually met in the refugee camp, you know, when way back in the late 70s, like specifically 1997, mm-hmm. the war forced us out of our country, and then we sought refuge in the neighboring country, which is the Republic of Guinea,
mm-hmm.
you know, and registered as refugees. But the situation was not a conducive situation. It's like everybody has a psychological problem.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that, well, music will be of a help. If I just pick up my instrument and play, I think it will heal us. And I started it by healing myself.
Mm. Did you know how to play before you picked that guitar up?
Yes.
Had you already been playing?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was full-time musician before the war separated me from the other members of my group, you know. So, well, during that time, you know, I started it by healing myself and my wife. I had my wife with me.
Grace,
yeah. And so we were singing, you know, and playing. And we saw that we have many people who we are interested in listening to us. So that's how I sensed that this could be of help. And I started looking out for musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so fortunate, I found one. And that's the late Francis John Langa.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rhythm guitarist, and I was so happy when I found him,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we came together and started the group. And periodically, when we are in the camp, we have new arrivals. When people are arriving, I will go to look for musicians, and once I find one, I will incorporate that person. And that's how I did till I get this formidable group.
How many members here are from the original group?
Well, just 2 now, because 4 are dead.
Yes. Ashari.
Yes. Yeah. Just two. I think me and Black Nature. Ashari used to be, we were playing the same band before mm-hmm. they were separated us.
I see.
Yeah.
Because I saw all of you last year. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So you told me the story,
yeah.
but not on Music Time in Africa, so I wanted to get that again. And since we saw each other last year, you have the new album. What else is new since last year with anybody? Any big news?
The only big news is I got a daughter.
Oh, wow, that's huge.
A young lady.
That's
I think it's
wonderful.
A new thing. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is her name?
Well, her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yes. And it's the namesake of our road manager.
I see.
Rebecca.
I was just thinking that. Any other news? I have big news. My audience doesn't know it yet, but you're the first I'm going to share it with you and everybody. I got married.
Oh, that's big news.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. Anything else? Since we're sharing. How about the next song?
The next song will be Ajuanana, Ghana
Ajuanana.
Baby. Yes.
What does it mean?
It talks about a lady,
mm-hmm.
a very beautiful lady. You know, when I was a youth,
mm-hmm.
I fell in love with one beautiful lady. And then, you know, at some point, she just disappeared.
Oh.
You know? And so, I'm singing this song, maybe. She's hiding somewhere. She can surface.
Okay. I hope Grace doesn't get upset about that.
Ah, no, she doesn't get upset. Because she's also helping me. She's also helping me to discover my son. Because she ran away with my son.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it, fellas.
All right. No, go.
Thank you. back to Ghana. She no notice me anything. Ajua left me go back to Ghana. She no notice me anything. Ajua left me go back to Ghana. She no notice me anything. But I been telling mama, telling papa, telling famu de hon. I been telling party de self before I bring a Ghana salon. Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh.
Adwa, that's her name.
Ajua.
Huh? Ajua. How could she? How could she run away from Ruben, huh?
Especially with my song.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, I love it. Love it. Your voices are beautiful together. Do you guys ever just sing a cappella with no instruments at all? Or just a percussion?
Yeah.
Can you just do like a 30-second something for me? I want to hear just the voices.
Oh, the Ajua, you mean?
Yes.
Anything.
Yes, yes, we're going to hang no more.
Okay, let's go to Ajua.
Ajua left me go back to Ghana. She no notice me anything. Ajua left me go back to Ghana. She no notice me anything. Ajua left me go back to Ghana. She no notice me anything. But I've been telling mama, telling papa, telling famu de all. I've been telling paddy themself before I bring a Ghana saloon. Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua eh, Ajua baby run away.
Thank you. That's a Ghanaian name, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But also Sierra Leonean?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's shared sometimes. Tell me some more news about the tour. You're on tour right now. How's it going? You were in Raleigh last night.
Yes.
How was that?
It was beautiful. I think we met with a very happy audience last night.
Really?
Yes. But, you know, they were asking for more and more and more and more and more. We couldn't give them.
They kept you late?
Yes.
Well, it's going to be more of the same tonight, I'm sure. I remember last year I was at your concert here, and it was packed and people were going crazy. So tonight it's going to be the same.
Wonderful.
Yeah. How's the food here? You guys are used to it, huh? You're eating McDonald's or?
Yeah, we're getting to use
yes.
Not so much. Your manager also told me that you have special words for things like squeeze-a-lies.
Squeeze-a-lies. You got
is
it.
That, yeah, I can see you sort of doing that right now. You're squeeze-a-lizing in this studio. What's another word? You got another one?
Now we have another word, Jesus.
Jesus?
And Jesus means money.
How's that?
Well, that's how we call it, because when you get money, Savior, it's like you're in heaven. You're saved.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, what else would you like to do for us?
We'd like to do a third song, and that's written by Jason Bishabul.
Jason.
Yes.
What is this song?
And this song is called No Feel Bado. It means don't feel bad and envy the next man because of his progress or his wealth. And don't bully the man because you have the power to do that.
That's
so
a
don't
good
feel
message.
Bad against that person.
Yeah, that's
just
a good
just live
message.
Positive with that person, you know. Positive.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's a great message. It reminds me, you guys in general sing songs that are uplifting about love and peace and positivity. Well, this is the Refugee, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars on Music Time in Africa today in Studio 4. And we have been blessed with this group coming right in the studio to play for us live. And tonight they have a big concert and continuing on tour. When are you going back to Africa?
Hopefully at the end of September.
Any last comments or messages to anybody before we close the show?
I'm Christopher Davis.
Christopher.
We people, we tell you not thank you. We did far. We did bless you all. Let's along go before. Low picking all better. Nine that to Nakushe.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Well, people in the saloon, this now I brought them. Within the diaspora for make we go promote we country image in the outside world. So we get for Batui.
I see also the young one there, one of the young musician them. You know, a big, you know, learn how to play instrument now, but they are a big boy. I'm just sort of saying this to all my, you know, younger generation brothers and sisters in Sierra Leone, musicians that are trying to come up and, you know, trying to neglect the, what you might call it, the, you know,
live music.
The live music, which I refer to as the organic music. So I'm just saying to them that it's high time, you know, after this guy is going to be us. So we're going to have to start to learn how to do this and in a
excellent. Way. Yeah, thank you, Nature.
Yes, I would like to say to all Sierra Leoneans that we have a very important culture, especially our music culture is very important. I like all musicians to keep our cultural music alive.
Would you mind just escorting everybody and us out with one last goodbye song or a gumbe or something? Plus we have our hallway. We have our hallway audience. Yes.
Anina nina nina eh, anina nina nina, oh all star say share up. Anina nina nina, anina nina nina, anina nina nina, oh all star say share up. Anina nina nina, anina nina nina eh, anina nina nina, oh all star say share up. Anina nina nina, anina nina nina. Ile ile mode o,
ile ile mode,
ile ile mode o,
ile ile mode,
ile ile mode jakura,
iya waya, iya waya,
iya waya, omota loko, iya waya e,
iya waya, omota loko, iya waya,
e kawai,
kawai,
e kawai,
kawai,
e kawai,
kawai,
why why. Shake your body,
yeah, a windy blow.
Shake your body,
yeah, a windy blow.
If you want to shake your body,
yeah, a windy blow.
Shake your body,
yeah, a windy blow, 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 blow.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. And back to the here and now, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. Happy World Refugee Day and happy 10th anniversary to me. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.